Hello, 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 and welcome or welcome back to this episode of Bursts of Joy, where every 2 weeks we discuss all things music. Each episode, there's a listening homework assigned, so if you feel like keeping up to date with the podcast or maybe listening to a new album, you can take a listen, almost like a book club. This episode's homework is a really fun, poppy, upbeat album called The Good Times and the Bad Ones by Why Don't We. It's their newest album. It just came out this year. So if you would like to, give that a listen before the next episode in a couple weeks. And yeah, but this week I was joined by my two amazing friends, Andy and Caitlin, to discuss two albums, Walls by Louis Tomlinson and Your City Gave Me Asthma by Wilbur Soot. So if you didn't listen to those albums and you'd like to, I would suggest listening to them before you listen to this episode. But if not, you can just listen anyway. Andy and Caitlin are two of my closest friends. We go into a lot of how we know each other in this episode. So if you would like to hear more about that, please keep listening. And yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you all enjoy. Here is the episode. Today I'm joined by Caitlin.
Hi, I'm Caitlin.
And Andy.
What's up?
Hey guys! Guys, this is such an exciting episode because these two ladies are some of the coolest people I've ever met in my entire life.
Hey.
Is that not right?
And hey. True bestie.
Same to Emma, one of the coolest people I've met in my entire
yeah,
life.
Yeah, Emma's literally my idol.
Guys.
I'm at not Emma here. Robbie's stan account.
Oh my God. Andy and Caitlin each chose one album. Andy chose Walls by the wonderful, the beautiful Louis Tomlinson. Caitlin chose Your City Gave Me Asthma by Wilbur Soot, the one and only.
Bestie! And
as you can tell, we are joined by fangirls such as myself because Louis Tomlinson of One Direction fame and Wilbur Soot of...
That's true. It's literally your two personalities.
That's what I'm saying.
Different sides.
I'm actually super excited to have these discussions about these two men because they play such integral parts of like all three of our lives in different ways. You know, this podcast is fun, but it is so underwhelming because it's so unprofessional. Like I listen back and I'm like,
that's what makes it fun. It's like fun because it, like you can put it on and it's like you're with your friends. You're with your besties.
Exactly.
You
know, it's not a structured thing.
Yeah. It's not fake.
Whoever's watching is your bestie, becomes your bestie.
Right.
Forever.
And that's what I like. And that's why, and you know what? That's why I'm excited for when Weston is going to be on it. Well,
I better be there. I don't
bro,
know.
Is that happening?
Like,
no, it's not. It's not. It's
oh,
not,
no. Yes, it is.
Well,
yeah,
yes,
it is. We're putting it into the universe.
Yes, it is.
It is.
It's happening.
It hasn't been planned yet.
But I'm going to be there. You're going to be like, hey, we have a special guest and I'll come in for like 5 minutes and be like, hi, Weston.
All right. Let's discuss these albums because, you know, okay, I was very familiar with Walls before coming into this because.
Thank you, Emma.
And Caitlin, are you a Walls or a Louis fan?
I like Louis Tomlinson like as a person, I guess, but like I don't listen to his music. Like I don't. Sorry.
Don't dabble. You don't dabble. That's
I don't.
Fine.
I wish I could, but it's just not my like.
Her minds are other places right now.
That's. It reminded me. I listened to it again just to like get in the mood of you know the podcast, and it just like brought me back because you know over the summer all I listened to was One Direction, Harry, Louis, Niall. Sometimes you know that was all. It was just all on repeat. So going back to Walls really brought me back. But I think. I think it's a good album. What made you choose it?
I'll have to stream it.
But so I chose it because it's become one of the most special albums to me because it kind of is just a flash into the past almost, even though it's new, because it talks about a lot of, like it references a lot of things that have happened in One Direction and you can see a lot of that like in his album, how he kind of reveals a lot about his painful past. Something else is I got to see Louis play at a Jingle Ball thing. It wasn't the official Jingle Ball, but it was outside, like a pre-show, and it was for free. Me and my friend Emily got our way up to a barricade, and he like looked me in the eyes and smiled at me as I was going so hard. And just that experience and seeing him as a person in real life that close, like I saw a member of One Direction barricade That blows my mind, was like absolutely blown. And just like him smiling at me, that changed, it changed my heart. Like, it seriously. And then his album came out in January right after that. So it basically just like, it saved me in 2020. I just feel so connected to it. It's definitely my most listened to album of this past year. So I definitely wanted it to be on this podcast for a featured album.
Yeah,
no. Yeah, it's just very special.
I am so, that's like, I think that's the best, like one of the best things about music is just like how timeless and filled with memories it is. And I've talked about this on other episodes, but that's like one of my favorite things about music ever. But that I didn't listen. Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. I hadn't listened to, I'd heard some of Louis' songs on the radio, but I hadn't listened to the full album until this summer. And it was so much like, not so much better than I thought it was going to be, because I didn't think it was going to be bad, but it was a lot different than I thought it was going to be. And I think, actually, here's another thing. A lot of people listening have probably already listened to it just because of like where a lot of my followers are from. It's from like One Direction stuff. Caitlin, are you a One Direction fan? Did you ever go through a phase?
Yes, I was literally a stanny, and when I was like 5 or one, I don't even know how old I was, but when I was young, yes, I literally was a One Direction stan for like 2-3 years. But then like I told this to Andy, like I eventually got into like 5 Seconds of Summer, and that was like literally when everything switched. And like you can tell, it's obvious like which way both of us went, because when you look at this video, you're like, she's the One Direction fan, she's a 5 Seconds of Summer fan. I was a One Direction stan, yes.
That's cool. That's cool. And speaking of you know, fan bases, I think that like I think that it's so telling that you chose a Wilbur Soot album and you chose a Louis album, because that's sort of the phase that you guys are in right now. Because if you don't know, Wilbur Soot is a Minecraft YouTuber streamer, which is actually a phase that Caitlin and I are going through together right now. We are both, you know, indulging in the dream essence.
Both literally losing our minds together.
Yeah. Awesome. Pretty much. But I had actually never listened to Wilbur's like real music. I'd only heard his like
jokes. I didn't know it existed until I was like on Spotify one day, and I saw, when I looked up Wilbur Soot, because I was gonna show Andy like his just like regular like the joke music that like everyone knows, and then I saw another Wilbur, and I was like, who is also Wilbur? Like, I've never heard anyone else by the name Wilbur. So I just like clicked it and it started playing, and I was like, okay, he's British too, like this is obviously Wilbur. And then I saw people talking about Jubilee Line, and I was like, okay, yeah, this is, the dots have connected here, this is right. Wilbur said.
And I mean, I could tell from his like parody songs that he was good. Like I think
they're entertaining.
I think in a similar way that like Walls isn't your type of album, his wasn't like his EP. It's an EP, I guess, it doesn't really matter. It's like,
it's
not
like an album, yeah.
It's not exactly my style, but I think he has a very defined sound. I think it's very like
rainy. I think day. I have some comments about it, because
yeah, go ahead.
I think it's just like, I listened to it and I was like, this is actually so depressing. Like, why? And like, I don't know. It's really hard for me to like actually like full albums, because when it's all coming from one artist, it just sounds the same. I literally cannot listen to songs that sound the same, because it's like, it's the same thing. It's boring. I need to find like something else. That's why I like only pick specific songs that I'm like mentally like can attach myself to and like associate with like a memory or a person or whatever. Like, that's just how my mind works. But like listening to the album, just like certain lines, like the way he delivers things, he's like super poetic. Few songs are enjoyable. Like, I don't like every single one on the album, but like the core main ones that are like popular are the ones that I enjoy more, because they're good. I mean, they are good.
Yeah. I was noticing that. I like the sound that he's created. I like the like simplistic like guitar and the sadness and like
true.
The poetic, it's very true. He has a way with words. It's just not my ever. I'm very happy right now. So
I think, yeah, that's another thing. And it just like, it kind of reminded me of like a movie, because when I started listening to the one about Vienna, I don't remember the title. But it literally, I sent it to Annie and I was like, this is literally like Europe. Like, it just reminds me of like our trip to Europe. And I would like, I don't know, it just like made me like resonate with it. And I think that's like what drew me to listening to like the whole album, mm-hmm. was like that song.
Mm-hmm. No, and it's cool.
Yeah,
I'm glad I listened to it. I'm glad I had a chance to, because I don't know if I would have on my own. But
it's good when you want to be a main character.
Yeah, it's very of, like rainy day in a
library. Like put in the background, it's doing cool art though. Or something. I don't know.
I think now is a good time to discuss how we know each other, because
yes,
true.
Really,
those are some special stories.
This is a cool story. We met basically through the band Wallows.
100%. Like, y'all ever heard of Wallows?
Y'all ever heard of Wallows?
My besties, Wallows.
In our own special ways, we all met through Wallows. I met Andy at a Wallows show 2 days after my birthday, May 7th, 2019. And we happened to sit in line next to each other. And Andy had her pink curly hair and she had two little hearts on her cheeks. And I was like, oh my God, coolest person in the world. And it was so cool. And she was telling me all these stories about like the, like her cool travels, which I will let her talk about in a little bit. But then we went to the concert, like we were standing next to each other in the concert. The concert was crazy. So we ended up getting split up, but we kept in touch. It's like, what, almost 2 years later now?
I cannot believe it's 2 years.
Time does move quick.
That's scary. That's terrifying, and, actually.
And I met Caitlin through Andy. Caitlin wasn't at the show, but
I was on her Instagram.
And then we kept in contact. We realized we had a lot more in common than just like Wallows. So we became best friends for life.
We became obsessed with each other and love each other very much.
Yes. And we're actually in a loving relationship. It's almost 2 years long now, actually. We've been dating.
The anniversary. Oh, that's, my God. That's
the anniversary gift.
But how did you guys meet each other? You can give me a shortened version of the story that you
told. So basically, we had friends who knew Wallows. Well, like, they didn't know Wallows, but like they knew of Wallows.
We have and a then, mutual friend we both met at a Wallows show named Kaylee.
Yeah. And then we were going to go to Tropicalia, and I didn't know Andy at that point. Like, I had never met her, at least like in real life. And we're like, let's all meet at this, like, yeah. And they're like, let's all meet at like this record store, and like we can like meet before we like actually end up going. So then what was it, like, it was around Halloween, because November, we went to Horror Nights.
October,
and we like met, and I was like, oh, this is so exciting, whatevs. And then,
and that was a good like 5 minute meet.
Literally from that point on, like, Andy was in my life, like that was it, boom, like just there always. And then the first time we hung out alone was after our Friendsgiving. Andy was like, I need somewhere to like spend the night, and I was like, girl, come to my house, like, I don't, let's hang, let's watch Lady Bird. And we just stayed up and watched Lady Bird and like Timothy Chalamet interviews.
Something to add before we go on, and I'm gonna have Andy tell her a little cool story, and actually both of you, because you're both part of it. But I live in Maryland and they are California residents, so Andy and I being at the same show was really cool to me, and still is, I mean at the time, and still is. And so I'm gonna have Andy and Caitlin discuss their little adventures with Wallows. Because it changed my life, because seriously, I have thought of shows and just like concerts in general so differently after meeting Andy, just like in every aspect. I didn't realize that you could just like go to shows like that until after I met Andy. So tell your little story.
So before I saw Wallows, literally the only concerts I had been to were two One Direction concerts. So basically, I discovered Wallows. I had when they dropped their song Pleaser, and I was immediately in love with it. And I saw that they were having a show in LA, and I hadn't done that kind of thing. I live like 2.5 hours from LA, and I didn't realize that there was like this community of small concerts that were outside of like stadiums, because I had just pictured concerts as One Direction, huge, like thousands and thousands of people. And so there's this concert at this place called the Troubadour, which turned out to be like one of the most special places in the world to me. So I like begged my mom, and I was 15 years old. So it was like, she could have not let me go to LA. I go to a show. I literally like painted Wallows on a shirt because I was such in the 1D fandom like mindset that I thought that that's what you do to every concert. And then I show up and all these girls and like everyone is just beautiful, like super trendy. And I'm wearing painted, hand painted Wallows shirt. This, like, but it turned out to be good because one of the security guys was like, I like your shirt. And then he gave me Cole's drumstick later. But so that day on, I went up to the stage and I had ended up front row to Brayden's right, and he just took a liking to me, I guess, because I was so excited because I was still in the 1D mindset where concerts were super screaming, super excited, like not chill at all. And I talked to him after and he was like, oh, front row to my right, you're so cool. And from that day on, like my entire world flipped. Literally every week to shows with like my whole new friends. It was like a separate life from my life in San Diego. So then when Wallows had their Nothing Happens tour, I had a job for a really long time and been saving. And it was the end of my senior year. So I knew that I could pretty much like skip. I could kind of skip some things because it wasn't, what was important to me was Wallows tour. So I ended up going to like 17 of the shows on Nothing Happens tour, and that if my world hadn't already been flipped from finding Wallows, that experience of seeing them every night changed. Like it made me know what I want to do as a career, which is work on tours or be a band manager. And it inspired me so much by just getting to know every single like aspect about a tour. And so I just became their little bestie.
Groupie. It's perfect.
I love it.
When did Caitlin join this little like escapade?
Well, I didn't really like, I would just go to small shows like in OC because, yeah. So like I started going to shows and then, you know, Wallows came into the picture and then obviously like we met friends, whatever, me and Andy. And I remember Andy leaving to go on Wallows tour. And I always thought it was so interesting that like, because I never thought of the idea of traveling to go see someone. Like, it was all here and, like, local for me. So I just, like, had it all there, and that was enough. And then Andy started leaving and traveling, and I don't even know how long you were gone, but, like, she'd be gone for, like, a long period of time. She'd come back for, like, a week, and then she was gone for, like, another month. And I was like, this is, like, crazy that this is, like, what she's doing. But I admired it so much because it was, like, something that most people, especially for a band, like Wallows, where it's like, sure, they're like fairly well known, but they're not like,
they were
like,
not
no one would travel to see them. Right. And it was just like so revolutionary in that world.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's
like it was just boom. Like no one had ever done it before. Never been done before. And then I remember like a month before her Europe trip, she's like, oh, I'm like going to Europe. I'm going to like see Wallows there, whatever, like no big deal. And she's like, what if you like came along? And I was like, I'm in a month. You think I'm going to get a passport and get ready to go to Europe in a month? I'm 16. Like I'm a kid, you know, that's not happening. And then I like pitched the idea to my mom because Andy had asked me again and was like, we need to know, like, please, we need to know. I was like, mom, like, I know this is crazy, but like, what if I went to Europe? Haha, LOL. And then she's like, okay. And I was like, excuse me? So we like went on this whole mission to like get everything done. And then boom, we were all of a sudden in Europe and we got to see Wallows for like a week straight in like brilliant new places. And it was awesome. It really opened my mind.
Oh, yeah. As an outsider looking in, because this is when I wasn't really talking to either of you that much, but I was watching through social media. I was like, yeah, I was there, guys. You don't even know this, but I was there because
we're honored.
Every time I would see a post or like a story, I'd be like, what are they doing now? What are they doing now? It was like, it was so cool. But
adventures.
Like it was seriously and I would tell my mom, I was like, mom, look at this. Like these people, they're like a little bit older than me, but this is what I want. Like this, like I, at some point in my life, I want to do something like this, just like super spontaneous, but like super cool. Like hearing Andy, I remember at the show that I met Andy, she was telling me stories and I was crying.
She literally, guys, she bawled her eyes out in line. It was so, I didn't know what to do because she just started crying and I didn't know her. And she was literally just bawling. And then I was like, should I stop telling you the story? And you were like, please, no, I want to hear.
Because this is another thing that I was going to bring up is that everyone that knows me or has followed my TikTok or like whatever knows I love Greer. Everyone knows this. And had I not met Andy, I would have probably known about Greer. I probably would have found out whatever, but the sort of like way that they like influenced my life would not have been as like influential without Andy telling me about like that introducing Greer video, because I went home and watched it every single day, all day on repeat for like months, for like a long time. And then, you know, so much cool stuff happened with Greer. So I have Andy to thank for that.
It's just so funny because me and Andy, we were going to like Calpurnia or whatever. And I was yo, song for me. Listen to this. And so she's like, okay. She like puts it on the car. And literally, it was actually like psycho mode. She played it on repeat, not even kidding, for like 8 hours. Like from the moment I got in the car with her at like whatever time it was, I don't even know, to literally the Calpurnia show that night. And then at the show, we ended up running into Josiah in the parking lot.
He was just there.
Like, yeah, he was just like staying there. I was like, oh my God, like, what if like Josiah was here? Because he's like friends with Finn or whatever. Haha. And I literally look over and the orange beanie's like in the corner. I'm like, yo, it's
there's no one in the parking lot. It's abandoned.
Did you talk to him?
And Josiah.
Yeah, Josiah and Josh were there. And we like went up and like, hi. And then we
like, we love your new song.
To the show or whatever. And it was just so funny because we spent hours listening to that song. Like just half before. The streams are literally from Andy's phone. Like
that's so cool. Like the only time I saw them was when they opened for the Regrets, because that's when they were on tour. And since they were an opener and also because they didn't have their EP out yet, I was like bawling my eyes out front row. I was like, this is the best day of my life.
I'm a crying compilation. I was like, let's recap every time I've ever cried.
It was just so funny because Josiah was like, this girl right here is crying. Besides Wallows, besides Greer, you know, we all actually have a lot of other music in common. And I feel like if we were to live in the same area, we probably would be going to a lot of the same shows, if I'm being honest.
No, we like literally we would.
Every one of the same shows.
Yeah. Like we would never miss one. Together.
No, we would go to all of them. And that's something, and that was another thing, just like in general, which we have been talking about for like this whole time, but that I wanted to talk about with you guys, because I know that we're sort of in the same boat with it, is shows. Because I've never been to an arena show. I've never been to a big show. Mm-hmm. And the only ones I've been to are like small ones. I know that we all have that in common because that's how I met. Do you guys have any other concert stories that like you look back on and remember and are cool?
One time our friend was on stage at the Observatory, which is like a bigger venue.
Who was
here
the show?
For Shock Therapy. It was Blivet Bash. Shock Therapy was performing though, and you know, we had gone to every one of their shows that summer, like literally did not miss a single one, because you know, we had nothing to do, kill time,
it was just for fun. Like every week we're like,
but this was like one of the final ones. This was last February, the 1st of February. And like Andy goes, she's like, crowd surf, it's fun vibes. And then Kellums was on stage, he's like having a good time, and all of a sudden, vomits everywhere.
No,
he's literally the everywhere. Lead singer, Emma.
Yeah,
he's the
vomits
lead singer.
All over the stage, and then he's like, oh, sorry or whatever. And then this lady comes out and just like mops it while they're performing
during their thing.
Oh,
I love the internet.
On the podcast too, though, that I did write my college personal essay about Andy and the concert, because it's such a pivotal thing. But I included, you know, there, like one of my paragraphs was about making friends through shows and making friends through people that I meet at shows. So Caitlin, I didn't say your name, but you are,
it's fun. I don't need name drops. I'm just I'm like, I already know it's about me.
You're just famous by association, so
exactly.
So that's, I think, what we're gonna round out with for today. These are some of the coolest people ever, and I'm gonna link all of your socials, all of your Spotify's and whatever, so people can look at your playlists and see what else you listen to, just so they can see if they have anything in common. Because I think have like very
slide in my DMs. I need besties.
Me too. DMs are open, besties.
That's actually so true. Make friends.
Like, true. Actually, I'm not kidding.
I love the internet.
But anyway, you guys, no, you're good. It's seriously, it's okay. It's like, this is what it's all about. You guys can check out their musics, because besides what we talked about, they both have very diverse music tastes, and it's all really good. And, you know, we've all sort of shared our own music with each other as time went on. And that's how you, first of all, make friends, and second of all, branch out. And thank you guys so much for agreeing to be on here, and I love you both so
anytime
much. Of course, I would do anything for Miss Emma.
We love you, Emma. We're honestly the group, and we're gonna be together sometime.
Core we are four, we actually like are
three. Yeah, fly over. It has to happen.
This is so scary.
Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for watching if you're watching.
Thank you,
love you all so much. Thanks, besties.
We love you, besties. Anyone on here,
bye,
farewell.